Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts this evening, Liz Sister, and I am joined by Mary Hernandez, Jan Drake Bakke, and the lovely Anna, the lovely Adriana, Mary's daughter. So how are you ladies this evening?
We are doing amazing.
Good.
Yeah. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's nice to have you, Adriana.
Yes.
I was going to say, we're missing Catherine Peoples, BC Love, and Peg Jones this evening. They all have some other commitments going on. So we'll be here holding us afloat. Adriana's going to be here for the first hour at least, helping us.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben, you're just going to read some poems and then listen in, right? You're still not feeling the best either.
I'm going to try to do animals, and I'll just see how I do.
We love you, Jan.
Yes, we do. We love you.
But we don't want you to make yourself
you too.
Ill by overdoing it.
So, I know.
Yes,
I'll just take it easy. I'll see how it goes.
Yes,
I'll just take it slow.
Yeah. Okay.
Fantastic.
That's great.
We're so glad to have you, Jan. We do love having you on, but we know that energy work takes a toll on all of us. We want it to be well.
Thank you.
So I'm going to tell everyone a little bit about myself, and I will share about Peg and Catherine as well. So let me share about them first. Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader, also uses light language to share as a healing modality. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. Catherine Peoples is a medium, a spiritual shamanic life coach, and a Reiki practitioner. We enjoy having Catherine with us as part of the group. And we enjoy Peg as well.
Yeah.
And of course, lovely. I'm like, oh, wait, I should have. I don't want to say we don't feel that way about anyone. We love everybody here. And then the wonderful DC Love is an angelic intuitive, a conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, and the Ascended Masters and her angels. And she also has to accompany her in-spirit dog, Ginger, and the wonderful Joan Rivers as well. And they always bring a good time to the show when they're with us. And you can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. And I'm Liz Sister. I'm an intuitive, a spiritual guiding light, and I own River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. I'm a healer, teacher, and practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. So I do lots of different things, card readings, Reiki, ordained minister. I've created a card deck and working on another. So hopefully we'll have that soon here. And I'm here with these ladies on Wednesdays most of the time. So a little bit of everything I do. But you can find me every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern. I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation from my studio. On my Facebook page, River Maven 77. And if you can't make it live, we always post the replay. And there are replays up there from since March of 2020 every week. So stop by if you need a little peace of mind and some centering. Jan, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. And I loved your introduction of what you do. And I did listen to your bowls last night, and it was just phenomenal. I mean, it was just incredible again. It always is.
Thank
and
you,
I recommend Jane. Everyone to listen to Liz's.
You're my biggest
Liz's
fan.
Bowls. Well, it's just, I'm glad. I love it. And they're so healing, and they're just so relaxing, and you can listen to them while you're doing anything. I mean, you could be house cleaning. You can be, I was putting together my poems is what I was doing when I was listening to them. And you could do, you know, or you could just sit there and meditate. I mean, it's just an amazing experience. And I like the way it centers you. So anyway, that is Liz's Bowles. And so my name is Jan Drake Bakke, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter and in the Sacred Embers group. And they have a whole list there that Lynn Bleasdale made up of all the mediums and the healers in there, psychics. And we're all on there listed with all the stuff we do and our websites, et cetera, so you can get a hold of us. Right now, I'm not really taking readings, so no need to get a hold of me through that way. People already get a hold of me on my messages a lot already, and so I'm just barely keeping up with that. And I like to do animal totems. That's the first thing that comes to me whenever I do any type of reading. The animals just kind of pass through as a person's energy is in my realm, and I see their animals that are around them. And so that's one of the main things that I like to, that I do. And then I work on predictions. I do world predictions. I don't do it like a lot, you know, like there's some people on YouTube who I listen to every week who are doing their predictions every week. I'm not doing that. I do them when I can a few times in the year, and then I list them on my website, which is www.wefindourway.com, and my predictions are there. So it's been a fun experience doing those, and then I do readings, and just regular readings like we all do, and I am a medium, and I do predictions in my readings. So, and the other thing that I like to do are poetry. I love poems, and I got them all over the place, and I'm trying to get singers to sing some of them. And that is a life dream right now, and I am in touch with wonderful, amazing singers also. So some of them won't be using my poems because they write their own music. But it's nice to be in touch with them anyway, and they're beautiful people. So anyway, that's what I do, and that's that.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, Jan. I probably should have let Adriana go first since she's our guest. That was rude of me.
No, that's fine.
Oh. Adriana, why don't you share with all of us about you?
It's okay, Liz. That's not a problem. I had the little guy in the background anyways that he was, you know, trying to get my attention. But my name is Adriana, and I am the creator of My Lotus Bloom. I'm a Reiki master teacher and a fourth-generation intuitive. I love creating spiritual oils and baths, and I also do Reiki healing energy bracelets.
Which I have gotten one of your energy bracelets. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I just have like a quick collective message for everyone. I just wanted to say this is a time for transformation. They're saying stay in your power, stay open and flexible to the changes that are occurring right now. And it's a really good time to do your manifestations. That's it.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's nice.
Beautiful. This is a powerful time with the new moon last night.
Mm-hmm.
And being in eclipse season, you know, that it's exactly what they're saying is that a lot of things are ending in your life that no longer serve mm-hmm. you and are good for you, and that, you know, yeah. new things are going to be starting. So be excited. Start creating what you want for your future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a time to visualize, right, what we want, where, mm-hmm. you know, and look at, you know, where we're going, and also allowing it to flow naturally, I feel, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, we don't have to always focus on the wanting of material things either, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. it can just be a peaceful life, a healthy life, and,
yes.
you know, you can
yes.
visualize those things for yourself. And handle
yep.
them. So, you know, remember that we don't always have to visualize, you know, that new car or that new house. That can be, you know, simply ourselves being well, which
mm-hmm.
sometimes is more wealth than anything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's
yeah.
so amazing, right?
Yeah. I so agree.
Absolutely. Yeah. And being grateful, right? Because the first thing I do every morning, and I'm sure a lot of us do this, is say, thank you, Jesus, for another beautiful day. Because I'm already putting it out there, it's going to be a beautiful day. You know, I'm not thinking anything is going to go wrong. It's always going to be a great day because you know what? You have one more day that you're breathing and you can make a difference in people's lives, you know, like we do every day, you know, helping people with our messages. So it's beautiful.
Yes.
So I'm going to introduce myself, Liz, before I forget to do that. I'm Mary Hernandez, the mother of Adriana. I'm an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, an ordained minister, and so is my daughter. I'm a numerologist as well, a tarot and oracle card reader. And numerology, for those of you that don't know, is the who you are right now, but what you came here to do, and also the karma that you're working through, where it gives you like the age. And what you really came here to do in life, right? Because we all came here to do something. I've done numerous numerology readings, and it's just like for friends, and it just coincides with what life is all about, you know? So it's just amazing and to see it, that it is. It's amazing. Like numerology, it's just great. And then you could book a reading with me. I'm also a trance healer and an energy healer, obviously. And you could book a reading with me by visiting my website at www.theangelwithin.com. And it's spelled T-H-E-E, angelwithin.com, and or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And I'm laughing at the angel because I don't know if you guys remember last week, Ginger came through saying, the, really?
Yeah.
That was funny. I love Ginger. For those of you that don't know, Ginger is DC's spirit, in spirit dog that she comes through and gives us all messages, everyone messages. So we're missing everyone this week, a couple of the ladies this week, but they'll be back next week. But since I'm on, I'm going to just share the cards that came through for the collective was Earth and Ground. And we know, right, we're being guided to take some time to breathe, connect with fresh air, and go somewhere in nature where you can relax, release, and let go. This is a time, like Adriana said, this is a time to let go, new beginnings. You know, everything is like releasing so that we can start, well, have those new beginnings, you know? And then the other card was take a step back. And we all know what that means, right? In order to have, so I'm going to read a little bit from the book because they want me to read it from here. It says, in order to have the best experience and a positive outcome, take some time now to meditate on your actions, intentions, visions, and goals. Call in your angels and invite them to guide you to make decisions that will be supportive of your expansion and highest good. So that's what they're asking you to do. You know, this is a time to earth and ground, take a step back, you know, relax and just set your intentions, visions, and goals and put them into action. You know, it's amazing to do that, you know, and you'd be surprised, you know, things come through. So I'll post those on Sacred Embers Network. But Liz, I know you have bowls. No, you have a drum. And then I know Jan has her beautiful poems that I can't wait to hear. So I don't know who wants to go first.
I will. I'll do my drum so that we can hear Jan's poems because I love them.
Okay.
I want to hear them.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
So... I was sharing with you ladies before we started the show this weekend. I had a really incredible experience. I went to a day workshop and I was able to make my own drum in a traditional ceremonial Native American way. A place near me, a woman and her husband, she's a shaman and she's been trained to do this. She works with Native Americans to purchase the hides and all those things. But her husband cuts the frames for the drums out of cedar wood that falls naturally on their property. He puts them all together for you. And then they get the hides from the Native American reservation about an hour north of us. And you get this opportunity to go there and make your drums. You go in, you sand the frame down, and then you mark the inside of the frame with some special symbols for yourself. And you pick a stone to be your handle where you hold your drum. And and then you do the lacing and everything. And it's just a really, really cool experience. And then you make your striker as well. And because I was making this to use in my healing practice and with the stuff that I do, I had to be very mindful and attentive to not get frustrated because it wasn't easy to work with the material. It was a little difficult. There was moments where I was like, oh, wait a minute, this is skin. Eek.
Oh.
I had to recenter myself. So I was like, oh, okay, hold on.
Okay.
Bring it back in. But I didn't want to be frustrated and put that negative energy into the drum because of what I was going to be using it for. So it was quite interesting for myself. It was a learning experience. And once you're done, her husband comes in and he ties this material around the outside edge so that the edge of your drum dries flat. And we had to hang them up, and we got to go back on Tuesday and birth them. So last night, the ladies that I was there with that day that made drums, we came back, we took our material off the outside, and we all got to play our drum for the first time, and it was just such an incredible experience. It was really magical. So if you ever get the opportunity, I would so encourage you to do it and try it out. So I brought my drum this evening to play, and I played for you ladies ahead of time to make sure we could hear it. I didn't know how it would work or not. So if everyone wants to take a nice big deep breath in through their nose, filling up their chest and their belly full of air, and let it out through your mouth nice and slow. And on your next deep breath in, try to find your heartbeat. Listen for your heartbeat. Tune in on that and focus. And take another deep breath in. How did that feel, ladies?
Wow. I started rocking right away. I love drumming. I'm going to a drum circle on Friday here in Columbus. So I love Columbus. They have so many nice things for, like, you know, a spiritual for everyone. And it's great for children too. So, you know, we're heading down there on Friday night. Yeah. My daughter and the kids and I. Yep.
Fantastic. It's great. You know, more community. That's what I'm trying to create in my community. Now I just have to get people to not be afraid and come in.
Yes, exactly.
But
that's important.
So, this has been a very special experience, and I'm so glad I did this. I know a lot of great things are going to come from this drum. So, thank you for allowing me to share it with you this evening.
Yeah, beautiful. What a great experience.
Thank you. Just love it, Liz.
Yes.
So, all right, Jen, we're all ready for you. We're all grounded and down.
Yes.
To listen to some pianism.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, some of these are overlaps. I've read these before. But I also wanted to just say I wanted to give a hello to DC Love and to Peg and to Catherine. And so I'm wishing you well. So the first one starts with, this is my brother's, he passed over on the 27th, which is tomorrow. And I always make a big deal over it. And so here's one of the poems I wrote for him. It's called Forever, Not Just Mine. And it goes, I see you through music. I listen to you through colors. I feel you through vision. I touch you through others. How can you be gone? How will I live without you? You are in my heart forever. How will I go on? Time has gone by. I know you are free. I know you are fine. And with many, you are not just mine. And this one is called More Prayer. Instead of panic, pray. Instead of palpitations, play. Instead of procrastinating, prepare. Instead of pitying, take good care with more prayer. Instead of riots, revival. Instead of shootings, shouting songs. Instead of hatred, hallelujahs. Instead of racism, rescuing others from rights and wrongs. Instead of callousness, community. Instead of chaos, peace. Instead of terrorism, trust and treaties. Instead of anger and deception, God's increase. Instead of hell on earth, peace and love on the new earth. And that's that one. And this one's called Angel's Air. And it goes, take some breaths of angel's air and try to go on. Tragedies never seem fair. So many are gone. Let's jump the train to Heavenly Town and ride it with a tear. The angels are singing and praying for us always to help us with the sadness and the fear. And this one's called Your Greatest Hat. Your greatest wealth is your health. Your greatest style is your wonderful, contagious smile. Your greatest fame is your integrity in your own game. Your greatest love is coming toward you and is God's gift from above. Your greatest hat is the one with the cat. Your greatest days are right now, and that's that. And this one's called A Miracle to Behold. Step out of your comfort zone, time to grow. Take a chance, let go. New beginnings, releasing the old, dare to stretch and breathe deeply for a miracle to behold. And this says, in the midst of life and death, we remember eternity. And this one is Cosmic Continuum. Entering and exiting this zone, this time zone, make the most of it in this cosmic continuum. We are guided and not alone, which helps us keep our equilibrium. It is a wonderful place in this life as we live here. We learn, suffer, and rejoice this earth, school that is so dear. It's going by so fast, so much to do. Our loved ones only here for so long, and then they are gone. It seems like minutes, only a few. Take the spiritual path. It's less treacherous and a ticket for later. And when one exit is very near, it will make the passing much greater without fear. And this one goes, let's fly through the woods and visit magical creatures in the trees. There is healing in the unseen, and full moon shine on us its mystical light. A full moon shines on us its mystical light. Wishing you a majestic time this Halloween. And this one's called More Bridging. Less judging, less intolerance, less us and theming. That's a plus. More appreciation, more acceptance, more bridging for all of us. And here's another Halloween poem. There was silent pain in every breath, a heavy atmosphere. It was death. Now we blend into a new song. It's Halloween, and we are going to thrive. Somehow that didn't sound right, but that's okay. This one's called Cosmic God. The shiniest diamond, the clearest crystal. This light is beyond all universes. It is all universes. Let this light shine down on us. Let it shine within us. I want more of it. The cosmic God, God of miracles, perfect balancer, trusted guide. Let me feel it. Help me to abide. Stay by my side. And this small Halloween poem, the night is still, the day is done, everything anew. Halloween has begun. And only two more. Walk through the mist, Halloween. No more broken dreams, but there were some broken hearts. So the creatures of the night came to assist. And in the coming days, we could be seeing loved ones crossing, and it would be all right. And we walk through the dark, and as we walk through the mist. And this last one says, oh, Halloween night, hear my prayer, asking for my loved ones to appear. Do I dare? Shall we light candles and pumpkins on Halloween? For our loved ones in spirit, maybe they will be seen. Will they send us messages in dreams, or just show for us to see? On Halloween night, I can't wait. It won't be scary. And will they be in sight? Will they be a fright or delight on Halloween night? And that's that.
Oh, that's beautiful. They were all beautiful. So, oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
The angels. And the first one for your brother.
Yeah.
I don't know if he used to do something to you with your head, like play with your head or your hair, like rub his knuckles on your head. But I was feeling that. And I heard a knock on the wall. Yeah. Like,
oh,
I
well,
was
that's
like,
him. He knocked
on the knock on the wall for sure,
that's
right?
What he does.
Yeah.
You heard that? Wow.
Yeah, I heard it. As soon as you started, I was like, okay, here he is. I love it. But the pain in the head, it was just like, you know, when you put your knuckles on someone's head and start playing with their scalp, that's how I felt it. And I was like, okay, that's not cool.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
I don't know if
so
as a kid he ever did that to you.
He may have, I don't know, he wouldn't have done it, peacefully, it wouldn't have been a hurtful thing, you know, he might have just done that.
Yeah, no, it wasn't hurtful, it was just like, you know, like, I'm like, okay, I know somebody's here doing that.
Like,
and then
I heard the right? Where you rub your knuckles
yes.
and
then you got
someone.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. You really picked him up. That is so amazing, Mary. That's
He's so awesome.
Oh my God.
I mean, you know, he's come through for you a couple of times with me, so it's so beautiful.
Yes, he has. I know.
It's great.
That's so nice. That's so neat. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. I wasn't sure.
Wonderful.
I was like, okay, I'm just gonna say it.
Yeah, no, that's he does the knocking. He sure does.
Yeah.
If I think about it, I'll think about the knuckles on my
mm-hmm.
on my hair. I'm sure he could have easily done something like that because we were close brother and sister and
yeah, and that's
I was
like
close
a goofy
to my brother,
play,
close
you
my
know,
brother.
For kids to do. Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
That's so cool. Oh, my gosh. Well, ladies, I guess we all got our turns. I'm going to open up to some new callers I see here. So I'm just going to pick up these callers and just start the show. All right, is everyone ready?
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Area code 917. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Victoria. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Victoria. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me today. I got an invite from a good family friend, Ariana.
Awesome.
Adriana, how are you?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for us, Victoria? Or for the angels?
I'm just tapping in, and I'm willing to receive whatever they want to get across to me.
Okay, we'll see. We'll go with Jan first, and then Liz, and then Adriana. Or wait, I should pick my daughter first. I'm sorry. Adriana, can you go first?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Adriana. You're the special guest.
Put me on the
Liz
spot.
Just told me that.
Okay. One second here.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Victoria. It's great to have you. Of course, of course. Thank you for inviting me. So I got a postcard from Spirit for you, and they're saying, "Dearest you, everything is in divine order. Even in chaos, there is order, and we are always in awe of this. For you, though, on your human journey, things can get disorganized in your mind and physical reality. You need to get rid of the clutter, whether it be too many stories in your mind, too many what-ifs, or fearful thoughts of the past or future. Instead, focus on the now. Empty your mind, clean your house, and throw out any object that tells you an uncomfortable story. Discern what you have. Sort, purge, clear, and organize. We want you to have space to fill with something better. Spirit loves a vacuum as it gives space for brilliant new energy. Let go of what is not serving you and give order to what remains. See them and know their value. Your soul needs organization in order to keep your connection to us and to spirit free of the distractions. You are so adored by so many. We hope you really know that. Does that resonate with you?
Definitely. It definitely does.
Okay. Yeah, this is awesome. This is a time of a lot of transformation, like I said in the beginning of the show. Just make sure that you're staying always in your power and you're manifesting and you're clearing your mind. Don't let the clutter get in your head. Always stay positive, not negative.
Yeah, I hope I've been decluttering a lot and organizing a lot. I'm also pregnant, so I guess that I'm like in the nesting phase. So mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of organizing.
Okay.
And a lot of decluttering.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you, hon. Thank you.
Okay, anybody?
Beautiful.
Who's next?
Yes.
Should I go?
Yes,
okay.
That's awesome.
All right. Hi, Victoria. That was a really beautiful message, too, Adriana. Wow.
This
is wonderful. So, Victoria, I saw this dog on the floor right away, just laying there. I don't know if you have a dog in the house or something.
I do.
You do? Okay. Are they laying near you or around somewhere? Because
I actually just stepped out of the house, but it was right next to me.
Oh, that's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing them so clearly, just so I knew it was close by.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the animal totem that came to me. I just saw, you know, as soon as you came in, I could just see that. The sloth. I saw
sloth
for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and okay. I rarely see sloths. Sloth is one of my favorite animals too, just in general. I always post them. I love them.
Yeah.
So what it says about the sloth is saying, slow down your pace as you miss so much by running around frantically. It's healthier for you to graze, eating small light snacks throughout the day rather than two or three larger meals. It's important for you to exercise daily, a portion of which should be strengthening exercises to help keep you grounded and in your body. And whatever you're dealing with right now, try viewing it from a different perspective, putting aside any preconceived beliefs or notions that there's only one way to look at a situation. You'll get to where you want to go, but let the going be slow and steady, one step at a time. Do all things healthy in order to maintain a healthy immune system, which sounds just right since you're pregnant to do go slow and to keep your immune system up and all that. But you do get everything done still, even if you do go a little bit slower. So you're clairvoyant and a visionary and have gifts that you have to hone in and learn how to manage.
Yeah.
So that's kind of neat too. And whenever someone is trying to take away your independence, which makes for interesting challenges in a relationship, you may need to have solitude for that a little bit. So if someone is trying to get in your way or to take away any of your independence. So yeah, that's basically what they're saying there. For the sloth.
Well, yeah, that definitely resonates too.
Oh, good. Very
Thank
good.
You.
And one more thing. What's the color of the dog?
I have a brindle dog, a Frenchie, and
then
another Frenchie who's has like cow prints. So she's black and gray white.
Okay, that's the dog I was seeing. I was seeing a dark, it was dark color.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, nice.
All right, then. And I'll pass you right over to...
Thank you.
Thank you. Liz or Mary?
Liz. Liz, are you on mute?
Sorry, yes, of course. Hi, Victoria, it's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Let me start over. How are
you? I'm doing good, thank you.
I pulled a card for you from the Energy and Spirit Oracle, and it's number 10, Archangel Raziel. And it says, Wisdom, Inspiration, Akashic Records. So it's this beautiful woman sitting next to a stream. It has these little lights floating in it. And she's surrounded by all these books piled up and open, and she's, you know, reading them, obviously. And she has this light coming out of her heart center, just flowing up into the heavens, and she's just at peace in the wilderness here. But there's a couple things I wrote down, and it's, tap into who you are. It's time, just like Adriana said in her message, and then at the beginning of the show, it's a huge time of transformation right now, and it's calling for you to step into your power and your true self. So that's, I feel like you probably know what the Akashic Records are and all about that. So, you know, you're being pointed in that direction to reach out there. But the other thing was the number 10 on this card and how powerful that is, because the number 10 represents the ending of cycles, things coming to an end. We're also in the 10th month, right? So it's just time for full release. That's what we're saying. When it's time for transformation, we need to get release the old. So you know, clearing your house, organizing, doing those things, that's part of the outward releasing of things we no longer need. So, you know, make a mindful attempt to release inner things that you need to release too, you know, the stuff you're holding on to and carrying with you that no longer serves a purpose in your life. And because you need to clear the way for your higher self, to get to your higher self for that next step that you're on your way to. I wanted to read a little bit from the book here about this card, because it says, when it appears, it marks a time of grand openings and personal revelations for you. The angels of mystery brings valuable guidance and a profound connection to spirit. Your intuitive powers are on the rise, so get ready for the amazing flashes of insight and understanding coming your way. And I looked up Archangel Raziel to see who he was, because I'm not very familiar with him. And it says he's the most widely known as the Angel of Mystery, Keeper of Heaven's Secrets. So they like to call him the Angel of Wisdom. He stands closely to God's throne, and that's his divine purpose, is to help us understand universal secrets. Some even claim he is the initiator of human destiny. Expect a lot of big energy when you work with him. Invite Archangel Raziel to connect with you when you need deeper guidance with your spiritual path, need a creative spark, searching for esoteric information or divine magic. If you're looking to enhance your own psychic abilities, call upon him to develop your spiritual gifts fully. For those who feel held back in some way, Raziel can break down barriers to get you onto the right path. There's no puzzle he can't help you solve. So, you know, when you're going to the Akashic Records, when you're trying to find out your purpose and, you know, what you should be doing or where you should be putting your energy, this is going to be an angel that's very, very helpful to you.
Okay, Raziel, I'm going to write that down. Thank you.
You know, I hope and I'm sure that you do know how to clear away what no longer serves you. You simply ask, you know, your angels to come in and take away what no longer serves you, ask them to release it, you know, even if you're not sure what it is, you can say, okay, you know, Whatever I need taken, take, please. I feel like you are already aware of all those things, so I'm not going to be too...
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I hope that message helps you out a little bit, Victoria, and I will let Mary give you her message.
Thank you. Wow, beautiful messages, ladies. That totally resonates with this card that I got for Victoria. It's the heart guardian I picked out for you, Victoria, from the Angels and Ancestors Oracle deck. And it says, love and let yourself be loved. And the message is, welcome with open arms, opportunities to give and receive love. So they want me to read the book for you. It says, the heart guardian is an angelic energy that can help you call for protection and guidance with all issues surrounding the heart. This is essentially the angel who helps you with all relationships, whether they be with yourself, family, or even a romantic connection. She can enable you to move beyond any limiting fears about trust, discern whom to trust, and understand how you can move forward in a balanced relationship with that person. In this card, she is adorned with a sacred heart and draped in a red cloak to show her capacity to let love lead the way. Wow, and that's what we're being asked to do, right? Right now is let love come in and let love lead the way for everyone, right? Just think everything is love. Our whole lives should be made up of love, right? Giving and receiving love. And then the message for you is, you are love, lovable and loving. The energy of love is surrounding your whole world at this time. Angels are swirling around you, encouraging you to open your heart and reveal the blessings that you have to offer. They want you to know that you are a highly loving being who deserves to give and receive love. If you are finding it challenging to feel love at this time, it's important for you to give yourself credit where it's due. You are also encouraged to welcome support from others. Learn to receive. Don't try to do everything on your own. If you are working on a relationship or in a new relationship, this card can usher in energies that allow you to forge a powerful connection with your partner. Love is in the air, Victoria. And I got chills. Wow. That is so beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'll send it to my daughter so she could send it to you. It's a beautiful card.
Awesome.
I feel like it looks like mother. It's an angel guardian, like the heart guardian, but she with the sacred heart is like, I feel like Mother Mary love, you know?
Okay. I appreciate
beautiful.
It. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling, Victoria, and I hope you check in with us, and congratulations on the baby coming. Keep in touch.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, we'll do. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Have a blessed
Absolutely.
Evening.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye. Wow, that's beautiful. What great messages.
Yes, everything synchronized. It was like it just blew.
Yeah, everything, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. All right, are you guys ready for our next caller? I'm just trying to pick numbers that I don't recognize since it's been a while. Okay. Okay. Area code 607, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Do you have a question for us?
Will I get an apartment soon?
Okay. Adriana, that's a quick one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she might be busy. Anyone else want to go?
My
grandson is probably keeping her busy.
Well, I got a deer for you, Nicole, right away. Near a tree, and it was kind of it feels like it's a little chilly out, and so the deer. Where do you live anyway? Or you don't
New
have
York.
To say if you don't want to. Oh, well, that's probably why, because it feels a little. Isn't it a kind of chill? A little chilly there.
Yeah, it's the fall.
What's that?
It's autumn.
Okay.
Fall of winter.
Let's see. the deer. I'm just trying to. I don't have to read it from the book, you know, but I like to because it gives you better. I mean, to me, what the deer is all about being gentle and nurturing, and they're very psychic. It's a psychic animal, and but they like to get away from negative circumstances. They like to seek out safety and be around nurturing situations and people. And they want to trust their gut instincts. And there's always an adventure up ahead. And so you try to maintain your balance of masculine and feminine authority and traits, characteristics of love and surrender and nourishment. Associated with gender. So that's interesting. I mean, it's like balancing the hormones, basically. You're highly sensitive and intuitive and are aware of other people's feelings. And and you love the outdoors, particularly the woods, and it's a good time to recharge your energy right now. So that's what the deer is saying. As far as the apartment, now, I usually, the way I do readings is I do meditations, and I give myself plenty of time to receive messages from the guides so that I can give a clear answer. In this situation where it's pretty fast, I don't always get, it's hard to get the clearest answer. But the first thing that I was getting, and the ladies may have a completely different answer than I do, which is fine. But you have to realize, to me, this is a fast way to do a reading, and I may not have the correct answer, but I'm hearing that it's going to take a little while. It's not like I did you say, will I get the apartment? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you asked?
No, when.
Oh, when? Okay. Well, I'm saying what I was getting is that it's not going to be boom right away. It's going to be a little while is what I was getting. So that's all. Yeah. So I'm going to pass it over to Adriana or Liz.
Yes, I can go. My apologies. I have my little one, and I just didn't want him to interfere. Thank you so much for calling in. I actually got January of 2023. Just keep looking. Make sure that you're researching the neighborhoods. But I got a quick yes, you're going to be moving in January 2023. And I also pulled a card for you, which kind of confirms that you're going to be stepping into something new. It says, dearest you, we are gathering our magic together to help you celebrate your new beginning. You're stepping into a new version of your life, getting to tell a new story as you create it. Doesn't it feel like spring when the urge to expand wells up inside you from a primal place? The form of what you are growing has yet to take shape, and it's exciting to experience this new and fresh beginning. It's normal to feel both push and push back when entering any kind of new relationship or new endeavor. It's okay to admit you don't really know what to expect. What you can know is that it's time to dive in and allow that new version of life to take shape through you on behalf of your partner in life, spirit. You have made it to a new level, and we are contributing, and we're so excited to see where this will take you next. We're so proud of you.
Cool.
That's what I got.
Wow, that's beautiful. Ooh,
I got you. Well, hi, Nicole.
I think that goes, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I think that timing is just right, Adriana, because I wasn't getting it right away, like, you know, immediately. So you're saying a little ways off, too. So that makes sense to me, too.
Fantastic.
You're chunky.
So, Nicole, this is Liz. I pulled a card for you from the Power of Surrender cards, and it's surrender to your soul's path. Your life's journey has been perfectly designed for your soul's growth. Embrace every lesson in every moment.
And this card, I'm going to tell you, it's in the woods, and it's this beautiful, like, moss-covered bridge over a stream, you know, like a natural bridge that's created. And it's looking very springtime-like, I'll say. But what I got is, follow the breadcrumbs. There's some things happening. You're seeing some signs, and you're saying, oh, it's just a coincidence. You're kind of brushing them off. But there's being things shown to you all the time to point you in the right direction of where you should be going, of what you should be doing, of what your life's path is. And they're saying, you know, stop fluffing them to the side. Start paying attention. Start tuning in. Start following them, because they're going to lead you to where you want to be, to your destiny, to your to the things that you want to do that are going to make you happy and are going to put you exactly where you need to be for every single opportunity that you need in your path. So work on that first, because that's going to lead you to the apartment perfectly. Everything is going to line up. Start looking at the little things, the little signs that are showing up in your path that I'm being told that you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, you know, they're not a coincidence. They're there on purpose. Okay? So that is my message I have for you. I'm going to pass you along to Mary. I hope that helps you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Nicole. It's Mary. I got a yes, and when my daughter was reading the message, Adriana, I got chilled, and all the ladies' messages coincide with these cards. So the card I pulled out from Angel Answers deck, it says a big yes, and then listen to your intuition within the next few months, and there's going to be helpful people coming to help you. Like, helpful people will come in and show you the way, maybe show you apartments. I don't know. It's some people coming together to help you to find a perfect place for you. But again, like, listen to your intuition. I feel like making that list of the perfect apartment, I know when I moved here from Connecticut to Ohio, I made the list of exactly what I wanted. I envisioned my apartment. Like how it had to be two bedrooms, two baths, like the countertop, stainless steel appliances, from the little things to the biggest things. You know what I mean? Like that's how I envisioned it and that's how I manifested it. So it's good, you know, to use those skills, you know, like writing it down, what your perfect place. It could be next to a park, you know, like I wanted it to be either a park or water and I got a park. So, you know, it's just envisioning that way if you want to be near the woods or so on. You know, just several ideas for you that to how to make that list. So I hope that helps, Nicole.
Okay.
Okay. And good luck.
Good luck, right. Nicole.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was great. That was the
everybody
easy one.
Was in sync.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah, within
was
the
in
next
sync.
Few
it
months.
Was so
yeah,
cool.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. But within the next few months. I got a big mm-hmm. yes, but it was within the next few months. It wasn't like really quickly, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, so we're going to keep going because I feel like there's more new callers. I'm just double checking. Okay, there is a new caller. I'm going to pick that number up. Area code 804. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hello. Good evening to all of you, and thanks for taking my call. My name
You're
is
welcome.
Vernell. Let's start with a hi.
Hi.
It's Vernell. Let's start with a hello.
What?
I called y'all before.
Okay, hey, Vernell.
Yes.
With a V, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you have a question for us this evening, Vernell?
Okay. Yesterday, I went to my second oldest son's Facebook page, and he's okay. First of all, I have to say he's married, and he's been for a while. And I went to his Facebook page yesterday, and I noticed that he was announcing that he was in a new relationship, and him and his wife, they haven't really been getting along with each other for years, and they've been kind of living apart but under the same roof. My son said that they weren't getting along, and they've been arguing every now and then, and things weren't really changing, and they really been quite estranged from each other. And he said that he'd been with this person for about 3 or 4 months, and I was wondering, if my son might reconcile with his current wife, or will he still be in a relationship with this new person, or will it be just a short relationship?
Okay. I'll see what my daughter gets. I know it's kind of hard to read on someone's energy that's not here, you know, but we'll see what we can get for now.
Okay.
Adriana?
I just need a few minutes. I'm suffering.
Okay,
right,
yeah.
Now.
Jen? Okay, Jen.
Sure. I get the duck for you right away, which is a water. That duck is all about water and emotions.
Uh-huh.
And I saw it was like a little baby duck. And I'm trying to – my book is discombobulated. So this is a time of fertility, either literally or metaphorically. It's time to have fun and maybe get a little silly. The time of turmoil is passing. And so now you can release any pent-up emotions that you have had suppressed. Do whatever necessary to find emotional comfort rather than trying to deny any of it, you know. And you're at a beginning of a new cycle, either work or relationship. And you need to move through some difficult emotional entanglements. You've realized that you've taking things way too seriously, and you need to lighten up. This is your animal that I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. And if you do have a strong nesting instinct, and very generous and have a big heart and willing to give to anyone, and you enjoy the company of others, and you're very amiable and able to bounce back. And as far as the question goes, that's a question that I'd have to do a meditation on so that I could get the answer. But I know this is gonna, you know, everybody has rules about what you're supposed to do and all that with marriage and all these things. But I just want to say that what he's doing is making him feel better. I mean, he just, like, I feel like he needed to do this. I really do. And he doesn't need, people need to not judge him and not make him feel badly or anything, because he needed to do this. I can't give you the answer. I'd have to do a meditation so I could give you the correct answer, a proper answer, if he's going to stay with her or not. You know what I mean? But but I can tell you the immediate feeling I'm getting is that he really needed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that he really needed to do. And so that's what I feel. So I would wish him well. You know what I mean? Wish him well, no matter what, because this is something that he really needed to do this. So I'm going to pass it over. Does that sound right to you? Does that feel right to you? Feel okay?
I think you're right about this. But it might be just my opinion. But I thought that maybe he would get a divorce first before he pursue another relationship.
Right. Right. I know. I feel like he's going to be judged. I feel like he's already getting judged. And that's exactly what not that you're judging him. I'm not saying you're judging him at all. But what I'm getting, the feeling I'm getting about this whole situation is that around it is I wasn't getting if he was going to get a divorce or if he's going to leave her for this other woman. What I was getting is that he's going to be getting judged. People are going to be thinking things about this, but I'm feeling that he just needed to do this right away. It was like he just, you know, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying he had to do it. So somehow he had to get out of this situation. And so it's, and I feel like it's making him feel good. I feel this, he's feeling good about this, you know what I mean? So I'm not giving a prediction on what's going to happen. I just can't do that right now.
Okay.
So I'm just going to, pass it over to
I'm ready.
Adriana.
Sorry about that. I just needed to get my cards right. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much for calling in. For him, I thought that, yes, this is a new love in his life. They do have romantic feelings. You know, they're getting to know each other. But he does need to release his ex. This is a time that he has to clear this energy away. He needs to forgive and learn and release and heal the past so that this new love interest, so it can go well for him. And also, I pulled a card, and it kind of says the same thing. It says, "Dearest you, we need you to know that you can change things miraculously for you and everyone and make things right. It's never too late to forgive. Forgiveness is about releasing yourself from the burden of an old story, one in which you were a victim of someone else's actions or your own. You don't need to carry this around. You can set yourself free. Even advocating for good because of this experience requires your forgiveness to be effective. Forgiveness is never about condoning things that were done. It's about letting yourself off the hook from carrying the burden. Resentment and hurt are like viruses that spread to others, and that is the opposite of what you really desire, right? Imagine what your life would be without the burdens that you carry when you do not forgive. You can do it. Everyone here believes in you and adores you." That's the message that I got for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do y'all know if his wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, I guess, is going to meet someone else that she'll be with for a long time?
I'm getting she'll be okay.
Okay.
Liz, do you want to give your reading?
Yeah. Hi, Vernell. This is Liz.
Hello.
I agree with what Mary said. Sometimes when the person isn't here, it's kind of hard to, connect with their energy. And so, generally I know that I'm probably connecting with your energy. But my first thought was, when you were asking your question, was don't believe everything you hear on Facebook, you see on Facebook, because you know how that stuff is. And then I thought, that I'm like, that's just my ego mind talking, right? And but then I wondered, why don't you ask your son these questions? do you not speak to each other, or are you just trying to determine what's going on because he doesn't want to talk about this?
Well, I mean, he told me everything. And speaking of not speaking to each other, he even said that, him and his wife are now not talking to each other. And also, she's going to be moving out next month sometime. So things seem to be really going downhill between them two.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I mean, as we know, sometimes that happens, right? Like people change, things happen, there's all kinds of reasons why. Sometimes people aren't as transparent as they should be in the start of a relationship and things. So there could be a million reasons, and it really it's not any of our business why. But but I feel like the other ladies though as well that your son is he's following his heart and he's doing what's right and what feels right to him. And you know the reality is I think just like Jan said, you know, not you know don't judge him. I don't think you're judging him either. I think it is other people. I think it's his own. I think less people are probably judging him that he feels are judging him. I think he feels very attacked and looked at that way. So I did pull a card out of the Energy and Spirit Oracle, and it was number 40, Ascended Masters. And it says, devoted spirits with the specific intentions. So I'm going to read this because I think this is really where your son is at and why he's doing what he's doing. And it's countless ascended masters have walked the earth in physical form and are now choosing to work from the energetic realm. This card encourages you to investigate the unique energy and knowledge of all the masters calling on the ones you're drawn to most. This card, upright, brings to mind two specific masters, Hilarion and Saint Germain. Hilarion is the master of detail, intellect, and follow-through. He's saying now is the time to focus on a project that needs finishing. His powers also extend to science, spirit communication, and all forms of discovery. Invite this being to light your way in any of these endeavors. So this is your son, you know, being in the marriage and trying to follow it through and realizing that it can't be. There is, like, this is the follow-through. And then the Count Saint Germain is master of ceremony and specializes in group energy. He helps with family, corporate, or government issues, often bringing resolutions and expanded consciousness to you and to the members of your group. Allow him to bring powerful shifts to your community and to your own initiation. And this is about him trying to be happy and knowing that what makes him feel happy and being in touch with that. And so it's really about the struggle between his thinking and ego mind that we all struggle with and his higher conscious mind. He is in a good place in his life mentally, you know, spiritually. He is, he's in a very good place and he's using that to make these decisions and he's going to be fine. Really everyone in this situation is going to be fine. They're going to end up better. So, you know, that's the message I have for you. I hope it helps you digest it somewhat.
I was just really taken by surprise to read about it on Facebook, and I just had to find out what's going on. And a lot of questions was in my mind, and I asked him about it. So,
sure.
Can I ask y'all one more question before y'all take me off, if it's okay?
Mary still has to give you a message as well, so she might get you
I have a message for you for now, and then I'll talk to you about your son. I got abundance for you. So the first thing they were telling me was, no, she should be asking about herself. Abundance is coming to you, and abundance could come in all forms, right? Love, money, you know, happiness, joy. I mean, all that could be abundance, but she's got a bowl. It's like all the chakras are aligned, and it's a beautiful rainbow. Her wings are made of rainbows, and she's got a bowl of coins, and they're overflowing. So for me, that means like money, and then, you know, it's beautiful. It's like connecting to the higher realm. That's how I get this card. And then I know your question was if he was going to go back with her, with his wife, and it said unlikely. And then a new romance is coming through, you know, which is the one he's already, met. So, and I just wanted to tell you that as a parent, it's really hard, right, for us to, like, tell our kids or feel our kids' emotions because we don't know what happens behind closed doors, right? We could think everybody's happy, they could show us a different face, but and behind closed doors it's something else, right? So we need to like wish our kids well, and that's it. And, mm-hmm. and you know, send them love and light, and you know, make sure that, you know, we let them make their own decisions, let them make their own mistakes, and let them learn on their own, right? The same way, I mean, we right. can try and guide them, but at the same time, it's mm-hmm. just letting them go, because, I mean, you know, at one point, we're going to be hurting ourselves as parents, right? Because we need to let them grow themselves, make their own mistakes the same way we did, right? And learn from those mistakes right. and grow that way. So, yeah, so uh-huh. I got abundance for you, and you, and then, you know, romance for him. So that those are the two mm-hmm. cards. So that was a beautiful reading, and I hope this has helped, Vernell. We have a lot of callers tonight. I mean, you can call next week if you like, and then we can, you know, answer your other question, unless I just answered it.
Partly, but I'm going to say real quick, based on what you just told me, you uh-huh. kind of gave me a flashback. In a funny way, you gave me a flashback because I was, when my sons was still kids, I was very uh-huh. overprotective. I was very overprotective.
Yes. Yes. And that's what it is, right? I mean, my daughter's on, and she could attest to that. I was like, you know, that mom that wanted everything perfect. You know, but, you know, they, mm-hmm. we have to let them grow, right? And, you know, and right. let them be their own person, you know, and make their own mistakes and make their own choices in life, because that's how they grow, you know, regardless of uh-huh. their age, you know, that's how they grow. And we love them regardless of what they do, you know, unconditionally. So, yeah. So I'm glad right. I gave you a flashback. And if you have any other questions next week, you can tune in. You can stay on the phone, because sometimes our, you know, listening to other people's questions and answers is giving you an answer as well. Because I know when I used to listen to this show back in, like, a couple of years back, listening to all these wonderful ladies like Jandrek Baki and DC Love, I love listening to them, and Shannon Johnson. I mean, uh-huh. there's so many of us on this show. It's yeah. like on Sacred Embers. It's just, like, amazing. You know, I used to, like, listen, and I used to get my responses. Like, I didn't even have to ask the question, because that's how uh-huh. spirit works, right? It's just, like, they're wonderful that way, you know? So, well, thank you for calling, yeah. Vernell. I'll put you on hold, so if you want to continue listening, you can.
Okay, and thank you all for answering my question.
You're welcome. Well, have a blessed good evening, and I wish you all well.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, y'all, too.
Okay, bye.
Awesome.
Wow, that was beautiful. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, that was amazing. Really.
Yeah. So how are you guys doing? Everybody's doing good. Adriana, can you stay on for a little longer?
Yeah, I can stay on a little bit.
Okay. So I'm going to pick up a 914 caller. Area code 914, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Sure, Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I filed for divorce last May. It's actually just made 30 years of marriage recently. And, you know, of course he's fighting me for everything, and I've gotten better. I just don't know when this is going to end, and I'm working, and I'm trying to get a raise. I'm not sure where I stand at this point and if I'm in the right place where I'm supposed to be.
Okay, so some guidance from the angels. Okay, Victoria.
Yeah.
I'm going to see Adriana. Are you ready? Or do you need a couple of minutes, and I'll just switch it over to Jan?
I need a little bit.
Okay,
Jan, yeah,
you
that's
go?
Fine. Sure. Hi, Victoria. I'm seeing a bunny rabbit
hi.
Immediately for you. So,
wow.
Bunny rabbit. And I also see a bunch of trees. I don't know if you have trees in the area.
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's perfect. So the The bunny says,
actually, the
this
house,
is a very...
my house that I own, there's always a lot of bunnies around there. He's trying to fight me on that, and there's a lot of trees. You know, it's not a wilderness, but it's a lot of trees and a lot of bunnies always running around. He's trying to fight me on
half of my
house, which, yeah, so you're dead on.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. And so, gosh, and he doesn't want to give you half the house? Okay, it's not, I mean.
Right. It's a 50-50 no-fault state. I actually had to get another lawyer, not realizing my lawyer was setting me up to lose everything. It's my rights. I get it. And as a marriage, I'm entitled to it. I just don't
of
know
course.
When this is over, and I don't. And where I work right now, I love working with Alzheimer's and dementia. It's my favorite population. This place helped me heal because I'm constantly moving. I just don't know if I'm in the right place. Will they give me my raise so I can get my own place until this divorce? And I don't know when this divorce is going to even happen.
Yeah, I feel like the divorce is going to happen. I don't know exactly when, but I feel like it is going to happen.
Eventually.
But you say you have lawyers with you with this?
Yeah, I fired my other lawyer and got another lawyer. She's a bull nose.
Oh, okay.
She's getting it all done. So I had to start again. So I don't know if we're going to get into 2023 before this is done. And if that's the case, should I look for a different position, a different job with more pay, or will they give me the pay? I asked them for a raise.
Oh, you did. Well, good for you. That's excellent.
I mean, I'm very, very overworked, and I'm underpaid, but I needed to get my foot back in the door to start working again. And this place did that for me, but I don't know if I should look for something else because I want the pay. I want my own place. I want, you know, so that's where I'm at. I'm at a halt right now, you know, because, you know, I love who I work with, the residents, I love them, but I don't know if I'm making a mistake. The longer I stay here, will it slow me down where I'm supposed to be?
Right. I wouldn't. I think you should stay there for a little while longer. I mean,
okay.
That feels like a good, a nice situation for right now.
Yeah.
And
Try
to just, you know, just one thing at a time and try to just get through the divorce, which I feel is definitely coming. But let me tell you what the rabbit says. This is a very creative time for you, so it's important to quickly take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way unexpectedly. Be vigilant for the next few days, and if anything threatening shows up, leave as quickly as possible. Try a vegetarian diet for a few days, too, to see how that may make you feel, just to lighten up a little bit. You're going to find yourself going through a period of stillness and then a burst of intense energy. That's how the bunny is. Express your love freely and readily the ones closest to you, you know. You have a lot of common sense, which will serve you well. You are a great strategist.
Thank
that's
you.
What you're doing right. Yep, that's what you're doing right now. And always ready with a backup plan. That's what you're doing. You're doing all that.
The rabbit is. Like you're reading my mind. I want to explain something to you. I just said to a nurse, have that backup plan. And you just repeat. You're saying things that I said today, so I know this was meant to be for me to tell you guys. It's incredible.
All right. That's awesome. And you are articulate and have a lot of wisdom. I would, so the main thing that I'm getting about of what to do is to, I would, and the other ladies are going to give you a lot more, but I would stick with this job at the moment. You know, just stay there for a little while. And see how that goes.
I know
and see
they
if they give you the raise.
I know they consider me an asset, and I've heard feedback just from family members, along which touches my heart. But would they give me the raise? Would they be willing? Because they can, and they can afford to give it to me. But would they risk losing an asset? You know, political things. That's what I don't know.
Yeah, right. I would give them a little time on that.
Okay.
You know, they might need a little time for that. They might be willing to give you a raise, but I feel like maybe it might be a little time. You know, you might have to put in a little more time for it.
It makes sense. I'm only there 6 months, and they don't want to lose me since I got there. So it's
no,
only 6 months, and it doesn't make sense for me to ask. But because of the way their situation is and how I work, like I'm one person doing three jobs. So what you're saying is making sense. Give it a little bit more time.
Okay. And but I feel like things are going to be you're not going to be crashing is what I'm hearing. You know, there's no crash coming. So I feel like you're going to be doing okay. And I'm sorry that he's giving you such a hard time. Ugh. But I think I'm glad you got a new lawyer. Yeah, that's good that you got a new lawyer. So
50 years
I think
old,
she's
I'm starting my
helping.
Life over. I'm excited.
I know. Well, why not? You know what I mean? And why not? And you certainly can.
Yeah.
And you certainly will, is what I hear. You certainly will. You have good things coming up for you. You've got a good...
Thank you so much.
I'm seeing a lot of green for your future, which is abundance and heart and plentiful and nice things. So
that means a lot.
With that, I want to pass you
that
over
means
to
a lot.
The ladies. Oh, I'm glad. I'm
Thank
so
you
glad.
So much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Victoria. How are you? It's Adriana.
Hi, Adriana. I'm well, and yourself?
I'm good. So I got three cards pulled out, and one of them was the relationship card. And they want you to know that the relationships are just mirror images of your own life. So how you feel and treat yourself, as well as how you react and respond to different situations and people around you, be aware that every relationship is an opportunity for soul growth. And then the next card was enjoy your new beginnings. I see a new home. And I see, when I asked my pendulum when this divorce was going to happen, they said December of this year. And the enjoy new beginnings card is, it has snow and there's like houses. And so that's a confirmation that, yes, your new beginning, you're going to be free from this divorce come January.
Yep.
A lot of exciting career opportunities are going to be popping up for you. This new home that you're going to be getting, this is a fresh opportunity to start from new. And then the last card that I got from you is from Postcard from Spirit. I love these messages. Sometimes, you know, they say some things that we probably don't want to hear, but we need to hear. So it says, dearest you, did you know that when you stop fighting and accept everything exactly as it is right now, miracles start to happen? There is a freedom in this kind of radical acceptance. Let go of unrealistic expectations and see things as they really are, not how you like them to be. You'll be surprised at how everything seems to fall into place. When you refuse to accept things, life gets messy, you act messy, and your world stays in chaos, tension, and disarray. But don't try to force a change or manipulate circumstances. Instead, learn about what is in front of you and face it with your eyes fully open. Then you can decide, stay or go, sink or swim, move or stay still. Acceptance is the key to freedom and opens the door to the real opportunities waiting to be discovered. Set yourself and others free. Loving you so much, always and forever. I hope that resonates
with
you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you exactly what it resonates, and it's down to the point exactly with the card. That was my confirmation, that card. And the word that you used was free, because when I made that journey, the word free kept coming up. The rabbits when she spoke before. Now the card, because when I stopped fighting and decided to do this and to take the chance to leave my home, only thing I had was joy. I stopped fighting and I started to heal. And I stayed by myself to heal with myself. and I let all of that go so I can heal and was working on myself. That card is my confirmation that I am on the right track.
Yes, you are, and you will be. Everything will be fine.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's incredible. Thank you so much. Thank you very, very, very much. And you know, it's just the only thing now is just that, I'm not even worried, but, you know, I just don't know if I should just stay where I am. Like you said, a little while longer, but if I do, am I holding myself back from what I could get? That's where my confusion is.
Don't think about the confusion, and you'll get the answers. Just ask Spirit to lead you the way, and they will. They will. You'll see synchronicities when you're thinking about this. Pay attention to the signs that you may receive, and they'll lead you the way. Don't worry. Keep that worry. Keep that word out of your mouth and out of your mind.
Thank you. You guys are amazing. Thank you so very much. You guys validated you actually validated, and it's incredible how the bunny rabbit, the house, and the free, and the you guys are awesome. Thank you so very much.
Well, you have more, Victoria.
Welcome.
You have Liz, and then you have me. Yes.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
And Liz is going next.
Yeah. So,
my God,
hi,
you guys are great.
This
you're going to make me cry. I'm holding back my tears the whole time, mind you, while you guys are talking.
So I want to say, let's start with take a deep breath. Breathe in. Let it out nice and slow. And just breathe. Doesn't that feel nice?
It does.
Well, so
it does. That's
what
I do with my group at work.
I have three cards for you also. And they are very, very synchronistic to what the other lady said as well. But the first card is, and it's beautiful, surrender to effortlessness. Stop pushing so hard. The art of living means going with the flow instead of trying to force the river. So relax.
Wow.
You know, everything's going to be fine.
After you're done with that, I'll tell you where that just came in.
So everything's going to be fine. It's, you know, we tend to get ourselves all hyped up and we create all these situations in our mind, right? And we start going through these, this could happen, that could happen. Oh my gosh. We go to the worst case every time. And instead of just saying, you know what, I know I'm going to be taken care of. The universe is going to take care of me. If I have been, like, literally, if God has brought you to it, God's going to bring you through it, right? And I used to joke about that.
That's
but
right.
But it's so true. Even if God
That's
is
right,
not your
yeah.
higher power, like, if it's in your path, it's meant to be there. So just find out what it is. Treat it like another adventure. It may not be the happiest adventure, but...
I like that. No,
you know,
I like that. Treat it like another adventure. I like that.
Just embrace it. Embrace the new. You know, this thing has just, it was a cycle, and it has run its cycle, and it's at an end. And it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, because an ending means
it's
time
okay.
for a new beginning. Yeah, it's time for a new beginning.
Yeah,
so it's
definitely.
Time for you to have this new, and it's the perfect timing, really, even though it doesn't seem like it.
Right.
We never think it is, but it is, really.
Well, no, you guys are actually, this is so perfect timing. It's just amazing. Now your cards with the river and the deep breath, it's what I did with my group today. I was like, take a deep breath in, listen, with the river, see it, listen. So it's like, so you guys are validating everything.
Mm-hmm. So the second card I have for you is surrender unhealthy relationships.
I know what that one's about.
I'm like, I think we all do, but let go of relationships that don't serve you, including unavailable or toxic people. You deserve to be treasured by others and to be surrounded by positive people. But I also, I didn't even read the bottom of it really before I started writing my message. it wasn't just the relationships. Relationships are one thing, right? And you already know that's over and you're letting it go.
Right.
But surrender the material things that you're attached to the relationships that you have with certain material things, because
Right. Yeah.
They may seem so perfect now, and the reality is that you're being taken down this new path, and the next perfect thing is going to come that's even better. But also surrender your unrealistic fears, relationships with unrealistic fears. We hold a lot of fears from our life and what we were taught and things. And so that right there, when I got that, I knew that was attached to your job. If you really, really love what you do, which it sounds like you do.
Oh, I love it. Oh, yes.
You know you're going to be taken care of. So, and I do feel that as well. I agree with the ladies that it may not be immediately, but I don't feel like it's too far off. And you're not going to be in a situation where you're hurting either. This job gives you that is more valuable than money is the peace of mind. And
absolutely. 100% more valuable.
Yeah. So that's where you're meant to be. I do feel that. And I feel like you are going to get what's coming to you and everything's going to be okay. Not to worry. Definitely embrace that this is going to happen. The last card I got was from the Energy and Spirit Oracle, and this was perfect. Number one, mindfulness, peaceful presence, quiet mind. And what I got from this was put yourself first. Make sure you feel good every moment of the day. Make sure you feel at peace. What did I write down here? Take care of yourself first. Focus on your peace. Anytime you don't feel at peace, stop and find your peace. Don't allow all this other stuff that's going on in life to make you crazy all the time. You know what I mean? To wind you up and get you all anxious. Because whatever's going to happen is going to happen. We just need to get through it. It's just a rough. It's a rough patch in the water, and we just have to, it's like when you're in an airplane, right, and you hit turbulence, like, it's not fun.
Yeah.
But it's going to be over. You just have to ride it out. So every time something starts to get you worked up or upset or anxious, as soon as you realize that you don't feel at peace, I want you to do just what we did here when we started talking. Close your eyes, take three deep breaths, and say, I'm okay. Everything's going to be okay. The universe has my back. Because you are going to be okay. Everything's going to be wonderful. Yeah. And don't allow yourself to be.
Amazing, because the words gave me peace.
Yeah. I have a very powerful mantra that I teach my little kids when we do kids mindfulness and meditation, and it's peace begins with me. And I tell them to repeat
peace
that.
Peace begins with me.
Yeah. And there's a little mudra as well you can do on your fingers as you say that. You touch your thumb to each one of your fingers as you say each word. So you say peace, and you put your thumb to your pointer finger, and then begins your thumb to your middle finger, with your thumb to your ring finger, and then me, your thumb to your pinky finger, right? And you just keep repeating it. You don't even have to say it out loud when you do that. You can just keep moving your fingers back and forth, and it'll calm you down. A lot of the kids will say they used it like during a test when they start to get, test anxiety. They will do that under their desk. They'll count their finger on the hand they're not writing with. But it's a really, really super awesome tool. And I remember I taught it to my nieces a couple years ago, and we came home and my mom was with us, and my mom started getting real upset about something and was all in her anxiety. And my nieces said, Nana, 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 let me show you this thing. And they said, peace begins with me. And my mom still uses it when she starts to get upset.
Isn't that amazing? Like, kids, they're like the innocence they have. And it's such truth that they carry it with them and it works with them. So, free minds.
Absolutely.
It works.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Aww.
So, and you should feel that wonderful, just like a young child at most times, right? So use that when you're not feeling good.
It's time, right? Yeah. 50 years old. It controlled my entire life. And it's the first time it's about me. It's wood.
Yeah. So live. You got all kinds of stuff you get to, you know, you can go do now and enjoy and, you know, do the things that you want to do, right? Not because someone else wants to do things or, you know. You get to celebrate.
Yeah, that's where the weirdness comes in. That's like I was always responsible for everything, controlled culture, controlled everything, and so it's like it's weird. And I wasn't nervous about being on my own. Because I always made sure to keep my mind in a set, not to rely on others for me to live. So I kept that mindset. So I never knew I was going to get divorced. I had kids, I had family. I didn't want to rely on anyone to do this or this or this because. You're here today, you're gone tomorrow. Everybody says they'll help, but they wouldn't. So I never wanted to, like, to rely on somebody. I'll take care of my kids or this. I always had to try to figure it a way. And I think that's what helped me to make the decision to be on my own, which is weird.
Yeah. Well, I think we know when we know. So I hope my message helped you, Victoria. I'm going to let
absolutely
Mary give you her message. Wonderful.
Thank you so much. It absolutely made so much sense.
You're welcome.
Wow, Victoria. Those were beautiful readings. Oh, my gosh. And I'm
going to
top it off.
I'm not even going to react because I can't react to how excited.
Like everything that the lady has said, was coming through and I was writing notes and then like when Liz came on, she said, breathe. My daughter mentioned new beginnings for you, you know, and trusting, be fearless. I mean, Jan gave you the spirit animal and also like great advice and great, you know, just I was getting be fearless. Like, don't let fear come into your aura, like in your circle of like, because, I mean, great things are coming for you. Like, and again, I agree with Jan, stay in the job. And if you feel that, you know, everything's going to be taken care of, there's no need to worry. Like I kept hearing that. Tell her not to worry. There's no need to worry, right? I mean, they're giving you signs for sure. The angels are giving you signs and your sides, you know, like synchronicities, like my daughter said, you could be seeing like the same numbers. Over and over again, and look at what they're trying to tell you, because that's where we start connecting with them, with our guides and our angels and our guardian angels, you know, and invite them in. I don't know if you've done that. Invite them in to, you know, to talk to you and talk to them like they're like someone who's here, because they are here, you know, spiritually, and they can hear everything you say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the main one that I've stayed with since I was a kid is Archangel Michael. I always invite him and I'm very connected with him.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So you're going to love this card. Jesus came through for you.
Oh, my God.
The great teacher came for you.
Sewing up 333 for weeks.
Yes, I get chills. I got chills. So it says, he wants me to read from the book for you. He says, learn from spiritual experiences. Know that what is happening around you is divinely inspired. Oh, my gosh, I have so much chills. Learn from your current experiences and share them with others. I'm so chilled. This card was inspired by Jesus. Yep, who is one of the most widely acknowledged and loved spiritual teachers of all time. But there is a great teacher in every tradition, and this card represents the one whom you feel closest to as the great teacher within. The teacher wears simple clothes here to demonstrate that even if you live a simple life, it can be an incredibly spiritual one. He is surrounded by a sense of serenity and harmony because he has absolute trust in the higher power that moves through him. And the dove on the card represents receiving answers to prayers through signs and experiencing peace through joy. Wow, that's beautiful. And then it says this card.
There are no words to describe.
Yeah, it's not over yet. This card can represent a teacher in your life or the great teacher within, which is you. Either way, it shows that you have dedicated a lot of time, effort, and energy to understanding yourself and the world. You are having spiritual experiences at this time and gaining a greater awareness of what you need to do in order to grow. There is a great chance if you've been having any challenges recently, which you have, you've surmounted them and allowed them to be the vehicles to lessons that are helping your spiritual connection. If you feel that you've received messages from heaven or the universe recently, this card is confirmation that these have indeed been holy experiences. Wow, that is so beautiful.
Insane. Each one of you hit the nail on the head of the different circumstances. When you said, pay attention to the numbers that are shown, and you said, when you said Jesus, I'm like, oh, my God, those 333 for two, three weeks.
I take that as a Jesus number for me, too. Yes.
Or 33. That's why I'm like, you women are amazing. You gave me the validation that I
He's been with you.
Each one of you.
He's going to continue being with you.
Yeah, thank you so very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know how much to thank you.
Thank you very much, Victoria. We appreciate it.
Thank you, too. I appreciate it. I wish I can show you in my insights what you have shown me tonight. Each and every single one of you either said a word or a symbol or something that was pertaining to everything. Each one of you. This is incredible. Oh, my God.
Victoria, I want to add that when my daughter mentioned December 2022, I just got chills from head to toe, and I had a big smile on my face. So everything is going to work in your favor. I mean, it's going to be beautiful.
It's insane.
Just let go and trust and know that Jesus is there with you and your angels and Archangel Michael, and you're being taken care of. Be fearless, and breathe, you know, because when you came on, I felt like your energy, I couldn't really breathe. And I felt like when Liz told you to breathe, it helped me too, because I felt like
after you did
that breathing exercise with her, it helped you. So, so just learn how to breathe and possibly meditate.
You just validated something else, because you repeated December 2022. We didn't say anything about 22s or nothing. The only reason why I'm now saying it, because you said it. I said, Christine, because my daughter passed. I said, give me the validation. You all of a sudden said December 2022. 22 is what resonates with my daughter.
Oh, my gosh, I got chills. Yes. From head to toe.
And I just needed to tell you ladies how amazing you are, because I was talking to Christine just, you know, because the number 22, because I was going to ask, what are the numbers on the cards? I was like, nah, don't ask. As soon as I said that mentally, it was like, Christine, show me, you mentioned December 2022.
Oh, my God.
You women are incredible.
Beautiful.
Very gifted.
And I was going to let you go before telling you that. And they were like, somebody was nudging me. I guess it was your daughter. Like, tell her December 22. And it's funny. It's my daughter who gave me that message.
I can't even describe it. I kept stopping myself from asking you ladies, what numbers are on those cards? Because I'm waiting for a sign from Christine.
Yeah.
It was like, Christine. And then you, right before you ended, you said that. And I'm like, so I had to say this to you women. You are amazing. You are gifted. God gave it to you. Thank you for being a treasure for me.
And you have it too. Remember that, Victoria. You have it. She's giving you signs, and she's going to be with you. And, you know, she's going to continue to help you and all your guides. And call on Jesus. I mean, he's with you. He's your great teacher.
I love him.
So,
I love him.
Yes. So
God bless all of you.
So thank you for calling, Victoria. Make sure you give us a call. And let us know how everything
goes,
okay? Check in with us whenever you like.
I will. I will.
God bless you.
Thank you very, very much.
God bless all of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. God bless you,
too.
Thank you. Wow, that was so beautiful. Oh, my gosh, we had two Victorias tonight.
That
was just fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. It makes me so happy, You know, because I know, you know, like when you're married and you're divorced and, you know, what you go through, you know, it's just a new beginning. But it's so amazing to start over, like to create your own life all over, you know, create who you are, right? So it's beautiful.
I just love how,
I wish for the
I
best.
Love how we're all in tune as well.
Yeah.
Like every,
yeah.
If everyone is like in tune with what, mm-hmm. you know, messages need to come out.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Definitely.
It's the Wednesday vortex.
She related to each one of them, and that was so neat to hear how she could relate to it. It was neat.
That was
everybody
I
had
that, like the confirmation. And I loved the last part because it was just like I kept hearing say December 22, remind her about like your daughter, what your daughter said. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to say it. Like I felt my daughter told her December 22, like it was just, so I had to tell her that. So I'm so glad that, you know, it's
that
good
was
to
amazing.
Trust your intuition, right? With what
Perfect.
You get, because that was her daughter, like trying to communicate with her with that 22, that she's connected to. So that's beautiful. And speaking of twos, there's someone, it's a new number, and it's all 2222222s, so I'm just going to pick that number.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the twos. So I know we have to after this conversation. So, okay. Area code 775, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, ladies. Thank you. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy. How are you? Do you have a question for us this evening?
Well, I for 20 years I paid on a long-term care policy, and $53,000 is what I've paid over 20 years, and unfortunately, I need to start using the plan. I did apply, but they denied me, so. I found a lady who used to work for the company, but she's a consultant now, and she wrote out a form, and I added a few things on it, very relevant, and my doctor is supporting me. She's going to sign it with tomorrow or Monday, and I'd like to know if I will be approved for my long-term care, home care, within the next 6 weeks or so.
Okay. Let's see what the ladies get. Thank you, Wendy, for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, should I go?
Adriana?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you can go, Jen. I think my daughter might be stuck.
Okay. This is for long-term care? Long-term care.
Yeah, somebody to come to where I live, and I have difficulty dressing and bathing due to my diagnoses. I have severe back issues. I'm in a wheelchair, but sometimes I'm in a walker.
Oh, bless your heart.
Thank you.
Well, I'm getting yes right away. I got a yes. I'll be curious to what the ladies say. But the question was will you be getting your long-term care? Is that it?
Well, I'd be getting approved for my long-term care within the next 6 or 7 weeks.
Well, I keep getting a yes. So, but you know, I really like to do meditations on this, but I can't. But I kept hearing yes. So. You got the horse, though. I heard the horse. I mean, I saw the horse for you. So let me give you that first. And it was a dark horse, dark brown. And the horse says you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly once it's initiated. It's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get through this. and you're much more powerful than you think you are. The situation mm-hmm. requires strong warrior energy balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. Teamwork with your family, friends, and community is important right now, which is what you're doing, I feel, right now. And mm-hmm. your personal freedom is of highest priority. Sometimes you buck when someone stifles you. And you know how to travel to other dimensions and realities. You're loyal yeah. and... Oh, good. Is that true? Yeah. And
yes.
And you're also a natural leader, and you evoke confidence in others. And I hope that's something that you should probably need to remember. And you like to explore in your mind and go exploring. Horse is all about travel and exploring anyway, and freedom. And I know that you're not totally free in your body, totally, but I feel like what it says in there, that you're free in your mind. You're able to go explore different dimensions. And uh-huh. So that's really positive. But I keep hearing, yes, you will. So I want to leave you with that. And God bless you, for goodness sake. And I'm sorry that you're having to go through these back problems. Oh, dear. But
well, you know what? I focus on how thankful I am that I was ever...
Yes.
After the car accident around 36 years ago, it's a miracle uh-huh. that I could ever walk again. But now I've got spondylosis and a bunch of other conditions and arthritis
yeah.
and osteoporosis. So it's got me wheelchair bound.
Yeah.
But uh-huh. I look at all the things that I'm fortunate about. And
yes.
I will share with you that I've had a friend for a long time. She's 100 miles away. And about 3 weeks ago, she told me she was going to go out to lunch with her ex-boyfriend to celebrate his birthday. And I said, oh, great. Call me and let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
It was getting late in the evening, so I texted her and I said, are you okay? And she said, yes. And then I tried to call her, no answer. I texted her, no answer. So finally, a few days ago, I called her and I said that I was feeling awkward because of no response. And mm-hmm. I said it really nicely. I said, if you value our friendship, then please let me know, because I don't want to embarrass myself by calling you and not getting a response. And
yeah.
She actually finally texted me, and she just basically said, wishing you the very best. Let's just think, I'm very busy right now. We'll just leave things the way they are. And I find that very cockeyed. I really do. I'm happy for her if she's back with her ex-boyfriend. He's a nice man. But,
yeah.
My gosh, doesn't she have 20 minutes to talk to me after 40 years?
Yeah. Ooh, I'm sorry that it came out that way. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing that I'm feeling right now with that is to not... for yourself, for your sake, don't put her on an agenda of losing her. You know what I mean? Over this,
uh-huh.
don't put her
uh-huh.
on. Don't put her on such a basis like that. There's more to the story, and she's not ready. She's not willing to talk about it, obviously, right now. Do you know what I mean? She's just not. She's not going to talk about it right now. But
yeah.
I feel like in the future she will. Be able to.
Okay.
And obviously something has changed, you know, and she's kind of jolted you a little bit. And it is. It's very, I'm not going to say rude, but it's hurtful what she's done.
It is.
But don't, it is. It's very hurtful. But don't write, but give it some time again. This is another one to give some time to. Because it's not worth losing losing her. You know, you don't need, you're not going to lose her over this. Just give her some time for it is what I'm saying. And I think she'll come around. And I know that she's hurt you right away. Boom. She has. But don't give her any ultimatums. Don't give her any ultimatums like that. You know what I mean? Because we don't, you don't know what she just went through. She just went through, obviously, a big, huge thing, a change, and she just is not able to talk about it right now. And so she's just saying to you, let's just keep it where it is. Yeah.
See, there'd be a message a few weeks ago that she really values our friendship and then this.
I think she does value. I really feel that she does value your friendship. I really do. I think that she just went through some kind of change, like a major change or something with this guy or with her relationship or something. And she can't, it's just like put her in another place. And so she's just saying, let's just keep it where it is right now. She can't talk about it. Like
that makes
you
sense.
Have to kind of, yeah. So you have to, unfortunately, you have to be the one to allow yourself to go with this trend that she's putting you on. You know what I mean?
All right.
And I think it'll be okay. I think it'll be okay. That's how I'm feeling about it. I want to hear what the ladies say too. What they think.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. And please call back.
Adriana,
I want to hear from you again.
Yes, I am. So in regards to your first question, I got a yes. You know, you stood your ground. You didn't let them, you know, you asked for more help. You asked, you got the friend or someone to help you. I believe they are going to approve you. I got the stand your ground, trust and believe card for you. And then I got the postcard from Spirit, which says, dear you, there is a balance between activity and rest, ebb and flow. You can't have one without the other. If you are faced with an obstacle right now, the best course is to surrender and non-resistance. Soon enough, you'll see how easy it is to flow around it. Now is one of those times when you must trust the river of your life. Go with the flow and in no time you'll reach what you have your heart and hope set on. Just remember, Spirit will keep your head above water and will direct the current. When it's time for a greater effort, you'll know exactly when you need to work those manifesting muscles. It can be challenging to master the flow cycles of your life. But as you develop your skills, affluence will be yours. Enjoy the flow and trust those currents. For we're right there with you with our little umbrella drink, smiling at your success. Loving you so much.
Oh, thank you very much. That makes sense.
You're very welcome.
That's beautiful, Adriana. Hi, Wendy. This is Liz.
Hi.
And I got two cards for you. I did feel right away that, yes, you're going to get your assistance, that your long-term care to pick up. But don't put worry into it. You know what I mean? A lot of times we worry about these things because we have concerns about, you know, what we're going to do, how you know, we'll get along, how it'll get paid for, you know, all the regular human concerns that we get. But you don't need to. Trust that the universe is taking care of you. It is taking care of you. The first card I got was number 19, letting go of urgency. And it says, surrender freedom from time constraints. So, you know, time only really has any value in this human existence, right, as we live. Every other part of the universal makeup, time is not really anything. There is no, time isn't a thing. But we know that everything comes in divine timing. So just know that. That's where you're to lean into the trust of the universe, is that it all shows up exactly when you need it.
So not to worry. It'll always come. The second card I pulled for you is surrender to trust. And it says, mm-hmm. trust yourself in your decisions. Don't be swayed by other people's strong opinions about what to do. Take action and be confident that you have chosen the right path. So you know you've done all the things. You know, this is the doubt and the fear and, you know, whether or not they're going to take coverage and do what they're supposed to do. That's all your ego stepping in and saying, oh, you need to worry about this. We don't. We don't have to have worry in every single day of our lives. We really don't. Our ego makes us think we do. But everything works out for us. You've done all your due diligence. You've done the things you're supposed to do. And you're going to be okay. So just know that. Know that you're supported. And I feel, I think I'll agree more with what Jan said, because I got right away that your friend is not a balanced person. I was getting like that, you know, in her mental, what do I want to say? Her mental frame of mind is not a balanced one, but I didn't feel like that was quite right, and I wasn't getting it, but it, as Jan talked, it made more sense that she's not in the right frame of mind right now. So I do have to agree with that. She's, you know, this has had a big emotional toll on her. She's just not in her right. She's trying to figure out how she feels. So it's not about you, and she does value your friendship. But, you know, a lot of times when someone's so far away, right, sometimes it doesn't feel like they're close enough to help us. So... And you want to be supportive. We all know that. And deep down somewhere, she knows that too. But she just feels at the moment, right? Sometimes we go into those moments of self-loathing and self-pity and nobody loves us, and right? That's just where she is right now. And it's not anything about you, really. It's all about her. So allow her to process and get through this. And she will talk it out with you eventually. But she needs to get through this on her own right now. That's all.
Okay.
So I
Thank
hope
you
that, that message helps
makes sense.
You. You're welcome. And I will let Mary give you her message.
All
right. Are you there, Mary?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose Mary? Well, did we lose Mary?
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. It says she's not here.
I think so.
Okay, are you guys there?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's weird. My Bluetooth is not working. That's really weird.
Oh, no.
So I have you on speaker. I have you on speakerphone. I guess I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I got a yes for you, Wendy, and it says you're ready. Take action, similar to what, you know, the ladies have said, and then opportunity is going to come along. I don't know what type of opportunity, but it's like heaven sent, because it looks like there's coins flowing down from heaven for you. So, and in all the cards, there's like coins everywhere, but the last one was opportunity and then just coins coming. So I feel like that's a confirmation of the yes. For you, and that, you know, help is coming for sure. You know, everything,
you know,
is going to be beautiful.
That's interesting you said it that way, because this is an old policy. They do not write these anymore. And if every time a caregiver comes over, I would get quite a bit of money, and out of that I would pay the caregiver. And so there is a lot of coins. For me, it's about quality of life, safety, and health care. For the company,
yes.
They don't want to pay. So it's interesting you made that comment about coins.
Oh, that's awesome. That's such a confirmation, and I just got chills. So, yes, that's how I'm glad I always look at the picture and give it to the client or the caller, because it really helps, you know, because it's what's, you know, it's me giving you the message, but you confirming that, yes, you know, that's what you're experiencing. So that's beautiful. So it's going to continue coming, and you're going to have an amazing, you know, quality of life, and everything's going to go well. I'm so happy for you. Everything's going to work out.
Well, thank you. And
thank
I will share with you, I believe in the power of prayer, because
yes.
I prayed and prayed. And by the grace of God, I got connected to a woman who used to work for the company, who's now a consultant, and she's helping me. And also, there is an attorney who is helping me out of the goodness of his heart. And I believe that that the universe heard my prayers and that they're richly answered. And quite frankly, I was speaking to the attorney today. After this new form being so detailed, this company is going to get themselves backed up into a very bad corner if they don't approve me with the amount of medical supportive evidence I have. Though they will be in a position of that they're not going to be comfortable with, is what I will say.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. But everything's going to be good for you, and just keeping your thoughts on you, you know, and just focus on you and your well-being, and you're going to be taken care of. There's no need to worry about anything at all.
Okay.
So that's just beautiful. And with your friend, I agree with what the lady said. I mean, you know, everybody goes through things, and we sometimes we go through it silently. You know, but your friendship is always going to be there, you know. So don't let this be, this is just a little, you know, sometimes we need time apart, you know, or space. But doesn't mean she doesn't love you. So just keep that in your mind. And
that's nice. And she knows that I would be very supportive of her. I got a feeling she's not a late night person, and she was going to call me around 1, and it was almost 8. And then I got that text message, and I did not have a good feeling. So maybe something happened that she just can't bear to talk about. I don't know. But I'm glad that I had to ask her if I said, just let me know that you're safe. And she did.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So she knows that I would be very supportive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and she's going to be very supportive of you too. So our friendship is going to last for a very, very long time. So God bless you, Wendy. Thank you for calling, and I wish you all the best. Make sure you check in with us and, you know, let us know how everything is going with you. And, you know, God bless you.
Well, God bless all of you. And I hope it's not more than a few more weeks that I'm waiting for my friend to contact me.
Yeah,
it will be. No, you'll hear from her soon enough.
Yes. So have a good night,
Wendy.
Within
the month,
thank
I think.
You.
Yeah.
God bless you, ladies.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Have a great night.
God bless you.
Have a good night. Bye.
Thanks.
I hear my grandson in the background. Bye. Well. I just wanted to say thank you, Adriana, my beautiful daughter, for joining us this evening. Thank you, Liz. Thank you, Jen. It was such a great synchronistic show. I mean, it was just amazing, amazing. I just absolutely loved
it. It's been really wonderful. Yeah. It's great to be back. You know, I hope I can, I pray I can, you know, be a part of the Wednesday crew.
Yeah, of course.
I hope you can, Adriana. I just loved it. It was just incredible. Your messages are just so spot on. I hope you come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we all were in sync with each other. We were just all so in sync. It was just beautiful.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was
absolutely.
So beautiful. So I just want to say to everyone that, you know, was on hold, I took everyone's numbers, and you'll be the first caller next week, Wednesday. My apologies. I mean, we try as, you know, pick up as many callers as possible. There were a few new callers that I had to pick up, but, you know, I certainly have your number, so we'll pick you guys up first. Have a great and blessed evening, and make sure that, you know, you breathe.
Absolutely.
And think about that drum that drum that Liz played earlier. Oh, my gosh, it was so amazing. Wow. I can't wait for my drumming circle on Friday. I just can't.
Yeah.
It can't come.
I can't wait to hear about it.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'll try to take a video and post it on Facebook to share. Yeah.
Oh, neat.
It's always such an amazing movement of energy to, you know, see any of that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and dancing while people are drumming is just amazing. I mean, I've done it in Lilydale, and it was just like, wow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's just like a double. It's so amazing. So I love you, ladies, and we'll talk next week. God bless everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Angel Answers. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
I love you, too.
Good night.
Thank you.
I love you, too.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.